This episode is brought to you by IVP. Dear Black woman, you are not alone. God has not disregarded your pain and suffering. God sees you. God knows you. God understands. I'm Natasha Smith, a grief advocate, speaker, and podcast host. And in my book, Black Woman Grief, I unearth the painful reality that trauma, loss, and grief are embedded in the lived experience of the Black woman in the United States. I talk about grief that is specifically applicable to Black women, providing us with affirmation, a safe place to exhale, and a sincere hope in the kingdom of God. And as a listener of this podcast, you can receive my book, Black Woman Grief, for 25% off when you use the promo code IVPOD25. That's IVPOD25 at ivypress.com.
This is IVP.
Listening to Get in the Word with Truth's Table.
Your word is truth, your word is life.
Presented by Innervar City Press.
Your word is truth, your word is life.
The Daily Audio Bible Podcast, read by Dr. Christina Edmondson
and Ekemini Uwan. Let's get in the Word, and may the Word get in us.
Open our eyes, that we may behold wonderful things in your Word.
Old Testament reading, Exodus chapter 12, verses 31 through Exodus chapter 14, verse 4. Pharaoh summoned Moses and Aaron in the night and said, "Get up, get out from among my people, both you and the Israelites. Go serve the Lord as you have requested. Also take your flocks and your herds just as you have requested and leave. But bless me also." The Egyptians were urging the people on in order to send them out of the land quickly, for they were saying, "We are all dead." So the people took their dough before the yeast was added, with their kneading troughs bound up in their clothing on their shoulders. Now the Israelites had done as Moses told them. They had requested from the Egyptians silver and gold items and clothing. The Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, and they gave them whatever they wanted, and so they plundered Egypt. The Israelites journeyed from Ramesses to Sukkoth. There were about 600,000 men on foot, plus their dependents. A mixed multitude also went up with them, and flocks and herds, a very large number of cattle. They baked cakes of bread without yeast, using the dough they had brought from Egypt, for it was made without yeast. Because they were thrust out of Egypt and were not able to delay, they could not prepare food for themselves either. Now the length of time the Israelites lived in Egypt was 430 years. At the end of the 430 years, on the very day, all the regiments of the Lord went out of the land of Egypt. It was a night of vigil for the Lord to bring them out from the land of Egypt. And so on this night, all Israel is to keep the vigil to the Lord for generations to come. Participation in the Passover. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron, "This is the ordinance of the Passover. No foreigner may share in eating it, but everyone's servant who was bought for money after you have circumcised him may eat it. A foreigner and a hired worker must not eat it. It must be eaten in one house. You must not bring any of the meat outside the house, and you must not break a bone of it. The whole community of Israel must observe it. When a resident foreigner lives with you and wants to observe the Passover to the Lord, all his males must be circumcised, and then he may approach and observe it. And he will be like one who was born in the land. But no uncircumcised person may eat of it. The same law will apply to the person who is native born and to the resident foreigner who lives among you." So all the Israelites did exactly as the Lord commanded Moses and Aaron. And on this very day, the Lord brought the Israelites out of the land of Egypt by their regiments. Exodus 13, the law of the firstborn. The Lord spoke to Moses, Set apart to me every firstborn male, the first offspring of every womb among the Israelites, whether human or animal, it is mine. Moses said to the people, remember this day on which you came out from Egypt, from the place where you were enslaved, for the Lord brought you out of there with a mighty hand, and no bread made with yeast may be eaten. On this day, in the month of Abib, you are going out. When the Lord brings you to the land of the Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites, Hivites, and Jebusites, which he swore to your fathers to give you, a land flowing with milk and honey, then you will keep the ceremony in this month. For 7 days, you must eat bread made without yeast, and on the seventh day, there is to be a festival to the Lord. Bread made without yeast must be eaten for 7 days. No bread made with yeast shall be seen among you, and you must have no yeast among you within any of your borders. You are to tell your son on that day, it is because of what the Lord did for me when I came out of Egypt. It will be a sign for you on your hand and a memorial on your forehead, so that the law of the Lord may be in your mouth. For with a mighty hand the Lord brought you out of Egypt. So you must keep this ordinance at its appointed time from year to year. When the Lord brings you into the land of the Canaanites, as he swore to you and your fathers, and gives it to you, then you must give over to the Lord the first offspring of every womb. Every firstling of a beast you have, the males will be the Lord's. Every firstling of a donkey you must redeem with the lamb, and if you do not redeem it, then you must break its neck. Every firstborn of your sons you must redeem. In the future, when your son asks you, what is this? You are to tell him, with a mighty hand, the Lord brought us out from Egypt, from the land of slavery. When Pharaoh stubbornly refused to release us, the Lord killed all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of people to the firstborn of animals. That is why I am sacrificing to the Lord the first male offspring of every womb. But all my firstborn sons I redeem. It will be for a sign on your hand and for your frontlets on your forehead. For with a mighty hand the Lord brought us out of Egypt. The leading of God. When Pharaoh released the people, God did not lead them by the way to the land of the Philistines, although that was nearby. For God said, lest the people change their minds and return to Egypt when they experience war. So God brought the people around by the way of the wilderness to the Red Sea, and the Israelites went up from the land of Egypt prepared for battle. Moses took the bones of Joseph with him, for Joseph had made the Israelites solemnly swear, God will surely attend to you, and you will carry my bones up from this place with you. They journeyed from Succoth and camped in Etham on the edge of the desert. Now the Lord was going before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead them in the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light so that they could travel day or night. He did not remove the pillar of cloud by day nor the pillar of fire by night from before the people. Exodus chapter 14, verses 1 through 4. The victory at the Red Sea. The Lord spoke to Moses, tell the Israelites that they must turn and camp before Pi Hahiroth, between Migdol and the sea. You are to camp by the sea before Baal Zephon, opposite it. Pharaoh will think regarding the Israelites, they are wandering around confused in the land. The desert has closed in on them. I will harden Pharaoh's heart and he will chase after them. I will gain honor because of Pharaoh and because of all his army, and the Egyptians will know that I am the Lord. So this is what they did. New Testament reading, Matthew chapter 11, verses 1 through 19. Jesus and John the Baptist. When Jesus had finished instructing his 12 disciples, he went on from there to teach and preach in their towns. Now when John heard in prison about the deeds Christ had done, he sent his disciples to ask a question. Are you the one who is to come, or should we look for another? Jesus answered them, go tell John what you hear and see. The blind see, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have good news proclaimed to them. And blessed is anyone who takes no offense at me. While they were going away, Jesus began to speak to the crowd about John. What did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken by the wind? What did you go out to see? A man dressed in soft clothing? Look, those who wear soft clothing are in the palaces of kings. What did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is the one about whom it is written, look, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way before you. I tell you the truth. Among those born of women, no one has arisen greater than John the Baptist. Yet the one who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he is. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has suffered violence,
and forceful people lay hold of it. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John appeared. And if you are willing to accept it, he is Elijah who is to come. The one who has ears had better listen. To what should I compare this generation? They are like children sitting in the marketplaces who call out to one another. We played the flute for you, yet you did not dance. We wailed in mourning, yet you did not weep. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say, he has a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, look at him, a glutton and a drunk, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. But wisdom is vindicated by her deeds.
Luke chapter 7, verses 18 through 35. Jesus and John the Baptist. John's disciples informed him about all these things. So John called two of his disciples and sent them to Jesus to ask, are you the one who is to come, or should we look for another? When the men came to Jesus, they said, John the Baptist has sent us to ask you, are you the one who is to come, or should we look for another? At that very time, Jesus cured many people of diseases, sicknesses, and evil spirits, and granted sight to many who were blind. So he answered them, go tell John what you have seen and heard. The blind see, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, the poor have good news proclaimed to them. Blessed is anyone who takes no offense at me. When John's messengers had gone, Jesus began to speak to the crowds about John. What did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken by the wind? What did you go out to see? A man dressed in soft clothing? Look, those who wear soft clothing and live in luxury are in the royal palaces. What did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is the one about whom it is written, look, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way before you. I tell you, among those born of women, no one is greater than John, yet the one who is least in the kingdom of God is greater than he is. Now all the people who heard this, even the tax collectors, acknowledged God's justice because they had been baptized with John's baptism. However, the Pharisees and the experts in religious law rejected God's purpose for themselves because they had not been baptized by John. To what then should I compare the people of this generation, and what are they like? They are like children sitting in the marketplace and calling out to one another. We played the flute for you, yet you did not dance. We wailed in mourning, yet you did not weep. For John the Baptist has come eating no bread and drinking no wine, and you say, he has a demon. The Son of Man has come eating and drinking, and you say, look at him, a glutton and a drunk, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. But wisdom is vindicated by all her children. This is the word of God for the people of God. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. Let us go boldly to God's throne of grace. God in heaven, the God who remembers, God, I thank you. I thank you, O God, that because you are a God who remembers, who sees, who hears the cries of your people, you call us, your creation, those who are made in your image, to remember, to recall, to memorialize, to remember and to rejoice and to worship you on the day of deliverance. Thank you, God, that you have set a precedent and you have shown us the ordinances and the ways that we ought to worship you and to thank you for your mighty hand of deliverance, that we may never, ever forget the ways that you have brought us out of, not only out of Egypt, as we have seen with our ancestors, but the ways that you've brought our ancestors out of slavery in this land, chattel slavery, Lord. We thank you for your hand of deliverance, the ways that you have delivered our ancestors, oh God, from the evils of colonialism, Lord. I thank you, God. Thank you so much, oh Lord God, for the ways that you call us to remember, to not forget the things that you have done for us, oh God. And I thank you that in turn, you do not forget us, oh God. I thank you, oh God, that for John the Baptist's question to you, like, are you the one or should we look for another? There are so many times that in our own lives that we have been like, whew, is this truly the Son of God? Because the way that my suffering is set up, the way that my life is going, I'm not sure, but I thank you, God, that we have the testimony of the kingdom, the evidences of the fruit of the kingdom. Salvation has come, oh God.
to us, O Lord God, to the Jews and the Gentiles alike, O God. I thank you that in you, O Lord, we have been made as new creations, O Lord God, that you have turned stony hearts into hearts of flesh, that you have changed us from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. I thank you, O Lord God, that we have turned from enemies to your friends, to co-heirs with Christ, to be given the right to be called children of God. And that is what we are. So thank you for the evidence of your kingdom that is still at work even now, O God. So be near to us, to those who are doubtful. God, would you help us to know that you remember us, that you affirm us, O God, even in the midst of that suffering, O God. You affirm John, O Lord God, as the greatest born among women. Oh, what an honor. What an honor, God. Help us to know that you have never and will never forget us, and that you have never and will never forsake us, O God. Thank you for your word, and let us be vindicated by wisdom. Help us to befriend wisdom, O Lord God, and to walk in the paths of righteousness. I pray this in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. Amen. We pray this time of getting the word with Truth Table has encouraged us all to not only be hearers of God's word, but doers.
Share your reflections on these scriptures with us on Twitter and Instagram using the hashtag #GetInTheWord and hashtag #TruthsTable.
Saints, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Go with God.
Get in the Word with Truth Table is a production of InterVarsity Press. For 75 years, IVP has created and published resources that deepen lives for Christ to engage the university, church, and the world. Visit ivpress.com for more information. Our Bible reading plan is from BibleStudyTogether.com, and the Bible version is the New English Translation, used by permission. Sound engineering is from Podastery Studios, and our executive producer is Helen Lee.
God's got something to say.